Hello, I am Anderson Cowan, and I have got a movie to make. This is I've Got a Movie to Make. Almost said wake. Week 102 of 116 weeks. Jeez, I got 14 weeks after this one, and I don't know how that's going to roll. I don't know how it's going to go. Yes, I am as tired as I sound, as I probably sound. This will be a quickie, because I just don't have the voice or the pep in my step to be able to get to it. But what I'll do, instead of waxing and going on, is I'll just lay out some of the plans, some of the groundwork, some of what I hope to accomplish in the next 14 weeks during this feed. Now, I should also be clear that while I am tempted to jam things in and force things, and I know it sounds ridiculous to say rush things at this point because we're 102 weeks in, but I am, like I said, tempted to make sure that everything is at a certain point by the 116th week. I am not going to allow myself to be foolish or do things haphazardly, just for the sake of, you know, getting it within the 116 weeks, along with the cheat that I know I gave myself with 3 weeks off. So here's where we're at. I am in pretty good with my new friends that last time I talked to you, I said that I had met them. And last weekend, I spent the full 3+ hours doing the acting class and doing the improv with them, and met new people and had names down, and really, really enjoying my time over there. And I wish that I could just regularly go over there like every Saturday. And if I had a different lifestyle, I would. I would just be volunteering even, you know, beyond this project, because it's just a lot of fun. I really love doing it. 3 hours seems like a lot of time. There's not even a break built into that. But none of them who are involved in the class lose any steam, and you know, who am I to lose steam? Like I'm looking for a break, and like they're not looking for a break. So in case you cherry pick and you didn't hear last week's, what I'm talking about is an acting class, an acting group for mentally challenged adults that's put on by this woman who's been doing it for nearly 30 years, her and her son, and they're kind of a one-stop shop for everything that this project calls for. Like I can kind of stop the search, as much as I love the idea of working with some past campers, and I still, you know, there might be room for that, but I don't think I'm going to have to look much beyond this group that I am now friendly with. And I actually took the founder, creator, and teacher and her son out to breakfast a few days ago out here in the valley, because she's local, and I picked her brain and told her a little bit more about me. And she doesn't seem to be scared off with anything, and she's very open about everything that she's got going on. And I think it's a really it's going to be a really good relationship. Not even, like I said, not even, why my voice just, not even just for this project, but you know, moving forward, I love the idea of, you know, being able to volunteer and maybe through the process of this project, you know, getting them somehow, because they have to pay rent, and you know, they have for their space, and you know, I get the sense that there's private donations and whatnot, but if I could help any way, small way that I can. I mean, it's not like they haven't gotten help before over the last 30 years, obviously. Like she was telling me about news stations that have come in and done live broadcasts during some of the classes and stuff. So they've gotten some recognition for the work, but it's really, really fun and it's really great. And it's impressive. I mean, there's so much Shakespeare that goes on, and I'm intimidated by Shakespeare. I really don't have time for Shakespeare. I'm a Philistine. I'm a Philistine, and I never had time for Shakespeare, but I mean, some of these students are just reciting Shakespeare like on command. It's really impressive. And it's like a well-oiled machine over there. They have, there's never like, what should we do next? It's always like, all right, from this, then we go on to the improv portion. We break off into teams. And then from that, now we're going to do mirror imaging. And then we're going to do vocal stuff. And then we're going to practice our lines. Every single student has a famous movie line that they have been working on, I guess, for over a year now, and they recite it and work on it and get direction from a director who is volunteering his time. I love this place. This place is fantastic. And, you know, once again, this is, you know, what kind of my idea of making movies, a large part of what making movies is all about, is having the opportunity to dive deep into different walks of life and with different groups and collaboration. And so I it all feels right. It just feels right, and it feels really, really good and fun. Now the not any less fun, but more intimidating side of things is the funding of it, and how am I going to go about doing that? So that's a few different things need to take place, and this is where time comes into play. Next week is my last full week with my son Atticus as far as being a stay-at-home dad guy. He will be wrapped up in what they're calling summer camp, which is at a Montessori preschool. So it's all very intentional, and they work on numbers and whatnot while throwing water balloons at each other. So it costs a few bucks, but it's going to free me up for upwards of 6 hours a day, 5 days a week. So I have no excuse for falling behind on anything, because I'm all of a sudden going to have 6 hours plus the time that I find, you know, late at night and whatnot to get my stuff, to get going on my stuff. So next week's my last week with the boy full time, and then it's going to be all hands on deck. And what I got to do is I am reworking the script to an extent, but I mean, it's not like we're at a standstill until I make adjustments. I mean, the script is going to be, a work in progress, and right up until and through the shoot, probably. That's how a lot of scripts work. And it's not like we're doing Apocalypse Now style, where we're actually going to be writing new pages night before, the day of, which I think is insane. Plus, we just don't have a budget that would allow that. But yeah, I am going to be reworking it and massaging it and just making it better, always making it better, always trying to make it better. And it's definitely going to change like as it does once you get more people involved and characters cast and actors cast and whatnot. So, but yeah, I'm really focusing on pulling some of the more over the top humor and making it a little bit more honest and sentimental, where it works and where it fits. And I've already gotten some notes from some people that I trust, and so that's one thing. Also, rejigging the budget to make it even a little more affordable, at least in its present form, in its initial fundraising. Now, here's the big reveal, if I haven't revealed it yet, but what we're going to be doing, which is going to be the biggest project of the summer for me probably, is the crowdfunding. But it's going to be a different type of crowdfunding this time around. It's going to be something that was it was in its infant state when I raised money for groupers. And because of some laws that have changed and some new platforms that have been born out of these new laws that have been amended, something called equity crowdfunding is now a real possibility. So that's most likely the avenue we're going to take for the initial round of bringing the budget in and making this a reality. And equity crowdfunding is very similar to regular crowdfunding, except instead of people getting a t-shirt and a signed DVD, Blu-ray DVD, while that is fun and there is a place for that, and you know, who knows? You never know with groupers. I mean, I could tell you this too. Groupers, I got my quarterly for the fourth quarter of last year. It's always, you know, like three quarters behind. But I was expecting it to go down. It's not money. Let me tell you, the money that's coming in that I split with Mickey and my producer isn't going to quite cover the car payment, which is very low. So it's not life-changing money by any means, but it's double. It was double what the quarter before was. So Global Digital Release is doing something by keeping it on, you know, it's continuing to be watched and doing business well beyond my audience. And that's all I can hope for. And I can just hope that people continue to discover it and find it and watch it and tell their friends about it. Because that's what Groupers was from the beginning, was supposed to be the little movie that you had to talk about after you saw it and recommend it to the friends that you know would love it. Because I know that there's a lot of people out there that absolutely love it, and there's a lot of people out there that absolutely it's not for them, but the people that love it really love it. And so I hit the mark there, and it looks like it's continuing to roll on, which is great. But yeah, the cut that I got, which is it's halved when it comes in the door, and then they half it and send it to me. So I can tell you it was like $420 or something, which is not a lot at all. I get that. But then I half that and give half to Mickey after the 5% goes to my producer. I'm being completely frank and upfront here about all of the financials, which I don't know if I've ever really done before. But yeah, I kind of have, because I said that it's brought in $43,000 without talking about what's gone out. But that's what I can say without lying, that it's generated over $44,000 now, I guess. So actually more than that, because that means it made almost $1,000, which I get is small change. I understand that. But when you're talking about a model, a distribution model, which is pretty much dead and broken, and that's a well-known fact amongst independent filmmakers. There's just no way to make money on an independent film unless you catch lightning in a bottle or win Sundance. It's just when Amazon is giving you 1 penny per hour watched, there's just no money there. And I never made groupers to make money. I got money from listenership to make the movie, and I wasn't looking to take their money and turn around and pad my pockets. That was never what this was about. This was about getting put on the map and being able to open doors to make the next one. This is me just getting weird with money, because I do that. But please, if you're listening to this, don't think, oh, that fat cat, he got my money and now look at him, he's pocketing all that. It's not like that. If I let myself actually do the math, I maybe have made 50 cents an hour on all of the work that I've done on groupers, if that, which is fine. That's, you know, I'm lucky to have made anything, because most every other filmmaker who I've talked to had never saw a dime one from their first movie, never got a penny from the distributor. So I'm way ahead of the game there. Groupers is way ahead of the game there, I should say. So the fact that Mickey and I are even able to, you know, add back some of the funds that we put on our credit cards is nice. Now, equity crowdfunding, back to that. What it is instead of the limited Blu-ray DVDs and shirts screenings and all the clever things that we came up with for groupers, which was a lot of fun. Instead of that, it's actually an opportunity to have some real actual ROI, as in you give us $100 and you own a part of the movie and you are promised up to a certain amount back. You know, now it could crash and burn, the movie never gets picked up. Movie never gets made, which is not my style. That happens all the time, though, with crowdfunding, is people get money and they try and they go on, they make a part of a movie, but they never finish it. And the movie is just never completed. And that's just not an option for me, obviously. And I proved that with groupers, that there's, you know, that's just never going to happen. So what happens, but there is a possibility that the movie's absolute trash and nobody has any interest in it and it never gets sold and it never does any business. And then, you know, you never see any of that $100 back. But if it does do any business, there's a possibility that you get some of your investment back. You get all of your investment back, or even all of your investment back plus some, because that's what investing is all about, is growing your initial investment. So that's what it is. It's like traditional investment, but instead of, you know, two or three financiers, it opens it up to a bunch of people who want to give a little bit. And we're going to see how realistic it is to raise a good chunk of the budget that way. So that's what Joe and I have been working on for the last couple of weeks. I don't think I actually came out and said it. It's exciting. It's new. And I think there might even be a place to also do some of those same things that I did separately, like that I did for traditional just crowdfunding with perks and whatnot. Because I know a lot of you would like to be a part of that, or have said that you would like, you know, you like having your names in the credits and all that kind of thing. And maybe there's room. I don't know. We're figuring it out, but the possibilities are pretty great. And the reality is that these campaigns usually run anywhere from as little as like 2 weeks upwards of, like, you know, 14 weeks. And as it is right now, I got exactly 14 weeks left. So the goal is to have this campaign at the very least up and running, if not coming close to an end. And I think that'd be a nice way to end this 116 week feed with an actual literal green light. Now, when we take whatever money we raise and we see how much we still have to finish off finishing money for the rest of the budget, or we go after some bigger fish, because it's just the sad reality is I was hoping that groupers would, and it still might, because I'm not that guy and I haven't knocked on doors. I haven't. And that's on me. Maybe I will muster that. Maybe I'll have the time and the energy once I had it. But I'm using Atticus as an excuse, possibly, but at the same time, it's hard to make professional phone calls when I'm playing hockey with Atticus, because I gotta have him doing something. So I was thinking Groupers would open doors without me having any money. From what Joe and I have experienced in very small sample size, no one has any interest in talking to us unless we're actually funded. That's always the first question. So if we can say we're like, you know, 70% funded, that's going to open doors. Then we go after some bigger names that I have on the list of people to play the lead. And then that leads, and then all of a sudden you have this person attached, and then you get another financier to come in. So I'm also going to be working with this group that I'm now friendly with, and they're at least familiar with me. And working on, you know, a pitch video, and I would like to have them involved, but then I got to deal with the awkwardness of, you know, making sure that none of them nor their parents or advocates. I don't think I'm going to have a problem with the lady that runs it, because she and I have a pretty good relationship, and she seems to get me. But I am going to have to cross this bridge with some of the advocates and parents, that, you know, this is not an exploitation, you know, swing that I'm doing. This is, you know, authentic, and it's something that we want to do, because it's the only right way to do this project, and it has nothing to do with like, hey, we think we're going to bring in a whole bunch more money if we do it this way, which I'm sure some people would, you know, think. So that's where I'm at. Oh wow, I talked a lot more than I thought I would. I have like dry mouth and cracky voice. Change. Remember that? Brady Bunch when Peter's voice is cracking. Change. All right. Thank you very much. Happy Friday, everybody. And I just thought of four other things that I need to do right now. So I'm going to go inside and do them. And you'll probably hear a tired version of me next week for 103. But then the week after that, if I'm tired, it's because I've been hitting the pavement, making the calls, doing the real work. All right. Any kind of questions you might have, any suggestions, please shoot me an email. If you're listening to this on the Patreon for Cinematics, leave a comment down there. Getting to a place where it's getting more and more real, and it's all about, you know, hearing ideas and collaborating, and no idea is a bad idea. So, oh, and speaking of which, the documentary that I've been working on with my buddy Rand is that's going really well, and I saw a rough cut that Rand put together last week, you know, filled with a bunch of shots that Mike and Carano and I did, and you know, it was really cool seeing some of my work woven into this. And you know, I've been there almost since the beginning as far as the second half, though, when he realized that it was going to be a different kind of project. And I sat there and watched the rough cut, and it's very rough, and it's, you know, it has a bunch of cards, you know, saying I'm gonna animation here, more B-roll here. All that being said, it made me emotional, and and tears were in my eyes and falling out of them by the time it was over, which I think is a very good sign. It might be due in small part that I know some of these subjects and I'm close to it, but I don't think so. I think it's just a really, really good project, a really well-made movie. So I'm excited to share more of that with you, because I'm pretty heavily involved in that, thankfully, that Rand brought me in, because it's a great project. And anyhow, I don't know why I brought that. Why did I bring that up? Okay, just one more thing that I'm working on. All right, everybody. Yeah, so collaboration. And, you know, it's I love the collaborative effort. And for those of you who've been listening along to this, you know, you're all part of the effort as well, and the collaboration. So please do. I'm really bad on the Twitter and Facebook, as you may or may not know. So shoot me an email or, like I said, comment in the comment section on the Patreon if you're a Patreon member. Okay, I'm just rambling. Good night, everybody. Good night. Talk to you next week.